Joining us now in our studio, we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and also the man in charge of streets and parks for Northfield, Charlie Fredericks. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
You know, last night you had the holiday open house.
Yeah.
Yeah, was fun had? Was it, did you have a good time there?
Absolutely. We hosted it for the second year in a row in the upstairs of the reunion and was just reminded the really just amazing space that they have there, and was reminiscing last night with a few different folks of what it was like when it was the Rube.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all agreed it was just a major improvement and just a such a fun atmosphere, and it was just great to get together with friends and neighbors and enjoy the evening getting to know one another. So it was really good.
You got to enjoy.
We missed you, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about it. I should have put it on my calendar, but didn't.
Hey,
so
next year.
Next year, I'll be there. I was there last year, and I'm going to be there again next year. So
yeah.
Let's move on. Looking outside, there's no snow out there. I think we've got our year's total all before Halloween so far this year, just about. Charlie, in charge of the streets and parks means snow removal as well.
Yep.
I guess we could start off by saying, boy, it's been a pretty light year for them
far. I started with Northfield in April, and I didn't expect to make it this far into the year without any snow. So, yeah, it's been an anomaly year for sure.
So this will be your first season, but I'm sure you've been in Minnesota before.
I have,
You know, it could the other shoe could drop at certainly any time.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the preparation and such. You know, the budgets have been approved for the next year, and that's going to be part of it. You know, when you're going through that stuff, is it getting cheaper to remove snow? Probably not.
No, unfortunately not. One of the big cost factors is salt, and salt is going up a little bit. So that's one of our biggest budget items is trying to figure out how much salt we're going to use for the year, and equipment that breaks down and part costs for repairing equipment are going up just like everything else. So
the cost of salt. Now, I understand we've had maybe in the course of the last decade or so, we are using a lot less salt than we did at one time. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Most cities and agencies, including Northfield, are doing everything we can to reduce that amount of salt that we're using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't want to have a salty Cannon River.
Exactly.
How does that done? Is that, is it still just, you know, rock salt that you poured out on there? Does it now liquefied or?
Yeah, there's a couple different things that you can do. The majority is just a normal rock salt. There are some treated salts that you can use that help lower the freezing point of that salt. So if it's really, really cold out, we use a treated salt that will melt ice at a lower temperature, basically, is what it does. So.
All right. Yeah. Now, what are some of the things that the city does to get prepared for the snowy season?
Yeah, it's going through all of our equipment, make sure everything's running as it should. We don't aren't driving around our plow trucks all summer, as you might have noticed. So we are attaching those plows and putting the sanders on and making sure everything's working and ready to go for when the snow does fly.
And don't forget about the St. Dominic's kids who painted those snow plows, right? That's just amazing preparation that they did, right? That partnership.
Absolutely.
And can create a smile, right, when people see the plow truck go by. Or some of our kiddos can say, hey, I did that. You know, it's just a really fun way that the community gets engaged with a really important piece of equipment that can sometimes run all hours of the night while some of us are resting, right?
Yeah. Now, that was on display recently, I think. I recently saw that. Was that Winter Walk?
Winter Walk. They were over at Babcock Park for a couple weeks on display.
All right. Okay, you get everything ready. Right now, it's hang around and wait. Now, is the snowplow drivers, are they generally full-time people? Do they have jobs over the course of the rest of the year?
They do. They're with us full-time. And Northfield, unlike, say, MnDOT, for example, we only do one shift. So MnDOT has staff that are around the clock, 24 hours plowing. We just have our full-time staff that are with us year-round full-time that are in doing the snow plowing.
Mm-hmm.
So
how many people do you have, and how many trucks do we have?
We have 7 operators and 1 mechanic that are involved in the snow removal operation. We have 5 trucks and 3 loaders that are clearing our streets, and then we have some smaller equipment that help clear trails.
Yeah, that's a pretty big town. Those guys will get a workout when it does.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us the the parameters. When do you decide to plow? It needs plowing. At what point do you put the salt down if you're expecting some type of ice storm or something?
Sure.
Go through those protocols and procedures.
Yeah, it's tough because every single snowfall is going to be different. It depends on the timing. It depends on road temperatures and air temperatures. So there's so many factors that go into the decisions of when we start and what materials we're using. So it's really hard to kind of give you a typical example, but we do start snow plowing when there's at least 2 inches of snow on the ground, but we will be out in some capacity if the streets are white, essentially. So we'll be making sure that the slick spots are melting and safe, but we're doing a full plow operation after about 2 inches has fallen.
Are you the person who gets to do the storm watching and try to get everything together and ready?
Yeah, me and the team that over at Streets and Parks are kind of all working together to come up with the best plan of attack. So,
as far as what the citizens should do to prepare for that, any advice?
I think the biggest help is making sure that vehicles are removed from the street. And if it's garbage day in your area and the snow is on the ground, please make sure those garbage cans are back behind the curb. It really helps our plow operators make sure that we can clear the street curb to curb.
When they do get out there, is there, I would imagine there's some type of priority. You can't do all the roads at the same time. What type of priorities do you have of major arteries and such?
Yeah, so we prioritize our higher traffic volume roadways. We'll start by clearing those curb to curb, and then we make our way kind of throughout the city into the residential areas, into cul-de-sacs, and then we'll come back and do downtown and parking lots. So kind of start with the higher traffic and work our way into the lower traffic areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, the city has done a lot of road projects recently, and we've got some different areas, some roundabouts now and some bike lanes. Does that change the way that the guys operate? Has it been any type of issue for you?
It certainly hasn't been an issue. It's definitely something new. So like the bike lanes, for example, we made sure that our trucks will fit down them, and we did some dry runs to kind of think through how we're going to best remove the snow from the bike lanes, and we have a plan in place, but now it's just waiting for the snow to fall so we can find the most efficient way.
All right, so that the city will be removing those when removing the snow on when you come to a divided with a curb in between the traffic of car traffic and bike traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be plowing that as well?
We will, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, how does that work? I mean, you're going to plow the street, and then even more goes onto the bike lane because it's closer to the edge, to the curb.
Yeah. So we'll plan on clearing the road first, and then we'll clear the bike lane just like we mm-hmm. would if it was a street and the curb wasn't there.
So. All right. It sounds so simple.
It does. It's not, but put simply, we'll make it work. We have a talented team. So.
We're talking with Charlie Fredericks and also Mayor Pownell about snow removal within the city. Let's move into downtown here because you have a little, I think this is the only place in town where you actually have to truck out the snow.
Yeah.
And you say you have, three trucks that will follow the big snowblower?
Yeah, so it depends on how much inches of snow have fallen, but we actually contract with semi trucks to come in so we can move out the snow more quickly, as mm-hmm. I understand it. So,
where is that taken to?
That's taken to near the Streets and Park Shop. We have a big open lot that we haul it at
mm-hmm.
And store it there.
And that is South Highway 3,
yep.
Kind of over by the police.
Exactly, over by the police station.
Is that, on a busy year, today I'm sure it's not a problem, but
mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we get that, 8, 10 inches of snowfall in late March,
yeah,
pretty crowded back there. Is that a big enough space?
Yeah, I think it's a big enough space. I haven't seen the pile that it's made. I would imagine last year with the inches that we got, it was probably a pretty big pile of snow that they had stacked up. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's plenty of space back there.
All right. What else should we know about the plowing, or what else would you like to tell us to our listeners?
Just to be patient. We have a very dedicated and passionate team and very experienced team. They're very good at what they do, but sometimes, we get a lot of snow. It just takes us a little bit longer than it normally would. So just be patient with us. Know that we'll get to your street, and we're doing the best that we can to keep you safe as you're traveling.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mayor?
Yeah. So I'm just going to turn the tables on you, Jeff. So
okay.
You get to be down here, right?
You're
down.
I do.
Yeah, like super early. And for some of these major snowfall events, so sometimes when I'm heading over to school to do tutoring, right, you'll see it's like a major operation. You see these semi trucks and people are staff are just really working well together to get the snow out of the downtown so people can get to where they're going safely. So as you see this like transpiring out your big windows right mm-hmm. here, what have you been the most amazed about over the years as you've seen them moving snow out of the downtown area?
You know, we have seen some pretty wicked snowstorms at the time. I can recall just a mountain being down here in the corner by the library that is literally, you know, two stories high. And the guys coming to remove all of that. It's pretty amazing. They do great work on that. And I recall it been a number of years ago now, but Terry was doing a story on that and went outside to get some video and some pictures and stuff. And the guy stopped and said, come on in. We'll take you for a ride. So she went to the end of the block and back and got to experience a little bit and talk with the snowplow driver. And it was a good experience for her. And they do amazing work. They really do.
And it's not easy. I mean, can I just say it's not easy. And some of our, I don't know if we have any women on the team or not, but I mean, they're out there. It doesn't matter when it snows. They get the call.
Or how cold it is.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. You know, middle of the night and working through the night. I mean, I'm just so appreciative of people that do that on behalf of our communities. And it's hard work and nothing is ever perfect, right? And so those of us that are on the receiving end of their excellent work just echo the show of patience and grace and, gosh, maybe give them a cookie or a donut or a wave or a smile or something, because they're out there serving our community and just really appreciative of the work that they do.
Yeah, and with five trucks after a big storm, it's going to take a while to get into some of the neighborhoods. I don't know how many miles of roads that we have, but...
Yeah, it's about 80 miles of roads and 25 miles of trail, so we have a lot to do.
A lot to do, so please be patient.
Yeah.
All right, we'd like to thank you both for coming in.
Much
appreciated.
Yeah, just want to remind folks, we have the Winter Riverwalk Market Fair that's going on every Saturday still, 9 to 1 in the former Northfield News Building. So as you're looking for those last minute gifts, right, you don't have to go into the stores in the hustle and bustle of Winter Walk, right, where it's so packed. Now you can stroll and take your time for our downtown stores as well as the Riverwalk, the Winter Riverwalk Market Fair.
So. All right. Keep that in mind, folks.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Yeah, appreciate it. And best of luck to you, Charlie, over the course of the winter.
Appreciate it.
Keep your sanity.
Yeah.
All right.